Everyone in the class has a reason for why they're here. The teacher, Sherry Gaynor, starts the session with a meditation before sharing her own story of how art therapy has transformed her life.
Through my own journey with addiction and also with depression, has allowed me a space to move out some of those really deep, dark feelings and emotions and give them a place to go.
The program is a new partnership between the Art Base and the Callaway Young Cancer Center, but the class was recently opened up to anyone who's suffering from trauma. One of the only rules of class is to not comment on other people's art, because as Gaynor says, it's not about the final product, but about the process.
We're not here to make something necessarily that we're going to hang on the wall or, you know, show other people. But if in the end that is what you want to do with your piece, we celebrate that. But really, it is about just giving voice to something that typically we don't give ourselves the space to give voice to.
During class, Debbie Martinez Brunn makes an accordion book out of thick sheets of watercolor paper. She and Gaynor met a decade ago during Martinez Brunn's second cancer diagnosis. She's now battling cancer for a third time, and she says the weight of the emotional hardship is heavy.
I just knew that I needed to express it. I couldn't just talk it. You know, I could say, okay, I was re-diagnosed with cancer, but I just knew that there was a lot going on inside me that I couldn't verbalize. And doing the art therapy was helpful.
So the idea is that there's many benefits to creating artwork.
That's Jenna Moe. She's the Art Base's executive director.
Especially in terms of recovery. So for people dealing with cancer, or in the specific case of this program, it's anyone dealing with grief or any sort of recovery, not just cancer.
She says the Callaway Young Cancer Center and the Art Base are hoping to grow the program because there's a need for it in this valley.
This is an opportunity for people in recovery outside of the hospital to get together and make art together.
Studies show that being creative is good for the brain.
It helps heal. So whether you're an experienced artist or a beginner artist, I think just challenging yourself to do something new and express yourself in that visual form can be really helpful and therapeutic.
After painting each side of the watercolor sheet, Gaynor instructs the class to rip their paintings.
Which was challenging for some people to be able to let go of the piece of art that they had created that expressed this feeling and emotion, which is all actually very much part of a metaphor of letting go.
That's when their pages became not an expression of grief, but an opportunity to heal. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.